M66 recording length 15 minutes and 36 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 66 Spiral Galaxy M66, NGC 3627, Type SB, in LEO and the LEO triplet M66.jpg, right ascension 11, 20.2, H colon M, declination plus 12, 59, Deg colon M, distance 35,000, Cli, visual brightness 8.9, Mag, apparent dimension 8x2.5, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Charles Messier, Messier 66, Million 66, NGC 3627, together with its neighbors M65 and NGC 3628, forms a most conspicuous triplet of galaxies, the LEO triplet or M66 group. Located at a distance of about 35 million light-years, M66 is considerably larger than its neighbor, M65, and has a well-developed but not well-defined central bulge, and is therefore classified SB. Obviously its spiral arms are deformed, probably because of the encounters with its neighbors. They seem to be distorted and displaced above the plane of the galaxy. Note how one of the spiral arms seems to pass over the left side of the central bulge. Much dust is visible here, as well as a few pink nebulae, signs of star formation, near the end of one of the arms. This image was obtained by David Mullen with a 3.9-meter Anglo-Australian telescope. Interested readers may obtain more detailed information on this image. Together with its neighbor M65, M66 has been discovered by Charles Messier, who catalogued it on March 1, 1780, remarks that he missed these two objects in 1773. When a comet passed between them on November 1, 2, 1773, probably because of the light of the comet, because of a dubious error, Admiral Smyth has assigned this discovery of M65 and M66, and M68, to Pierre McGain, a view which was adopted by Kenneth Glenn Jones someone in the 1960s, and consequently, in many modern sources, despite the fact that Messier doesn't acknowledge such a prior sighting, which he did in all other cases. Three supernovae have appeared in this galaxy, asterisk 1973 R, which was of type II and reached Mag 15, was found on December 12, 1973, asterisk 1989 B was discovered on January 31, 1989 and became as bright as Mag 12.2 on February 1, 1989. Asterisk 1997 BS was discovered by the Lick Observatory supernova search team as it occurred on April 15, 1997 at 13, west, 67, south of the galaxy's center and reached Mag 17.0. This was of peculiar type in. Halton Arp has included M66 in his catalog of peculiar galaxies as entry number 16. Moreover, he assigned the number 317 to the LEO triplet. M66 together with M65 and NGC 3628. Messier 66 observations and descriptions discovered on March 1, 1780 by Charles Messier. Messier, M66, March 1, 1780 66 11 H 08 meters 47s, 167 D 11, 39, plus 14 D 12, 21. Nebula discovered in LEO. Its light is very faint and it is very close to the preceding M65. They both appear in the same field of view, in the refractor. The comet of 1773 and 1774 has passed between these two nebulae on November 1, 2, 1773. M. Messier didn't see them at that time, no doubt, because of the light of the comet. William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2. P658, 1784, April 12, SW188, Avi Beamy very bright, much extended, nebula of irregular figure. The extension is chiefly in the direction of the meridian and the greatest brightness near the middle. John Herschel, 1833, H857, H857 equals M66, sweep the 22nd of, March 13th. 1826, Ra 11 H 11 meters 16.9s, NPD 76 D 5, 47, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, SBM, 3L, 2BR, E60 MP to SF in direction of 2 St. 10 meters, P, very bright, very large, suddenly brighter toward the middle, 3, long, 2, broad, extended in position angle 60° north proceeding to south following NW to say, in direction of 2 stars of 10 meters, which are proceeding to the west, sweep the 2nd of, April 10, 1825, NPD 76D3, +/1830.0, PB, GBM, E towards 2 stars NP pretty bright, gradually brighter toward the middle, extended towards 2 stars which are north proceeding to the NW, sweep the 3rd of, April 11, 1825, NPD 76D5, 32, 1830.0, F, GBM, E, has 2 stars NP faint, gradually brighter toward the middle, extended, has 2 stars north proceeding to the NW, H875 equals NOVA equals M66, RA 11H 14 meters 11.5s, NPD 76D5, 3, 1830.0, sweep 338, April 4, 1831, VL, 6L, 4BR, first VG, then VSVMBM, sweep 340, April 6, 1831, viewed, VB, VL, VSBM, see Fig 54, Appendix, Figure on Plate XIV, Figure 54, Number 875, NOVA, RA 11H 14 meters 12s, NPD 76D5, Plate XIV Figs 50, 67 includes I.43, M104, V.8, NGC 3628, V.1, NGC 253, 1,065, H875, 1,066, V.43, M106, I.156, NGC 1023, I.210, NGC 4346, IV.42, NGC 676, I.109, NGC 1201, II.600, NGC 7640, II.280, NGC 2695, IV.30, NGC 4861, I.55, NGC 7479, IV.2, NGC 2261, IV.66, NGC 2701, II.602, NGC 4571, and I.143, NGC 4900, long nebulae. The general form of elongated nebulae is elliptic, and their condensation towards the center is almost invariably such as would arise from the superposition of luminous elliptic strata, increasing in density towards the center. Smythe, CCCCX 410, M66, CCCCX 66 million Leonis, R11H 11 meters 48s, Dec and 13D 52.4 mean epoch of observation, 1835.31 April 1835, with a drawing of M65 and M66, a large elongated nebula, with a bright nucleus, on the Lion's Haunch, trending NP north proceeding, NW, and SF south following, say, this beautiful specimen of perspective lies just 3° southeast of Theta Leonis. It is preceded at about 73s by another of a similar shape, which is Messier's number 65, and both are in the field at the same time, under a moderate power, together with several stars. They were pointed out by McCain to Messier in 1780, and they appeared faint and hazy to him actually. These are Messier's original discoveries. The above is their appearance in my instrument. These inconceivably vast creations are followed, exactly on the same parallel, R delta AR equals 174s, by another elliptical nebula of even a more stupendous character as to apparent dimensions. It was discovered by H. John Herschel, in sweeping, and is number 875 in his catalog of 1830 actually, probably in erroneous position for reobserved M66, The two preceding of these singular objects were examined by Sir William Herschel and his son J.H. also, and the latter says, the general form of elongated nebulae is elliptic, and their condensation towards the center is almost invariably such as would arise from the superposition of luminous elliptic strata, increasing in density towards the center. In many cases the increase of density is obviously attended with a diminution of ellipticity, or a nearer approach to the globular form in the central than in the exterior strata. He then supposes the general constitution of those nebulae to be that of oblate spheroidal masses of every degree of flatness from the sphere to the disk, and of every variety in respect of the law of their density, and ellipticity towards the center. This must appear startling and paradoxical to those who imagine that the forms of these systems are maintained by forces identical with those which determine the form of a fluid mass in rotation, because, if the nebulae be only clusters of discrete stars, as in the greater number of cases there is every reason to believe them to be, no pressure can propagate through them. Consequently, since no general rotation of such a system as one mass can be supposed, Sir John suggests a scheme which he shows is not, under certain conditions, inconsistent with the law of gravitation. It must rather be conceived, he tells us, as a quiescent form, comprising within its limits an indefinite magnitude of individual constituents, which, for aught we can tell, may be moving one among the other, each animated by its own inherent projectile force, and deflected into an orbit more or less complicated, by the influence of that law of internal gravitation which may result from the compounded attractions of all its parts. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 2377, GC 2377 equals H857 equals H875 equals M66. Ra 11 H12m48.3s, NPD 76D15, 17.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL, Mi 150 deg, MBM, 2 Street NP9 observations by W.N. J. Herschel, bright, very large, much extended in position angle 150 degrees, much brighter toward the middle. Two stars north proceeding in W. Remark. 2377 equals H857, H875, M66. No doubt these two H entries are the same. Fig. 54 PT 1833 corroborates this identity. The accompanying stars and their positions agree entirely. The array of H875, however, requires to be corrected by 3 meters. Allowing the seconds and the PD observed in that observations their weight, figures in PT33JH1833, plate VI, Fig 54, PT61 lowered Ross 1861, plate XXVI, Fig 16, Vogel Dr. H.C. Vogel, position specimen in von Nebelflecken and Sternhofen Swischen plus 9D30, and plus 15D30, DECL, Leipzig. 1876. Drawing on plate I, Fig 5, Dreyer, 1877, GC 2377, H857 and H875-66. Drawings in Vogel, plate I, Fig 5, Dreyer, and GC 3627, and GC 3627 equals GC 2377 equals H857 equals H875, M66, Ra 11 H12 meters 56s, NPD 76D 14.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, B, VL, Mi 150 deg, MBM, 2 Street NP, equals M66 bright, very large, much extended in position angle 150 degrees, much brighter toward the middle, two stars north proceeding in W. Remark, figures in PT33JH1833, plate XIV, Fig 54, PT61 lowered Ross 1861, plate XXVI, Fig 16, Vogel position specimen in von Nebelflecken and Sternhofen ZW plus 9D30, and plus 15D30, DECL, Leipziger Biob, Ban I, Plate I, Fig 5. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lick Hubs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC3627, RA equals 11:15.0, DEC equals plus 13:32, PUBL, LICOBS, Volume VIII, Plate 28, a very bright, beautiful, spiral 8x2.5, in PA180 DEG, bright, slightly elongated nucleus. The whorls are somewhat irregular and show numerous condensations. M66. Content car as if said. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.